Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 22 to 33. I'll read one verse and then you follow. Verse 22, this is talking about wife and husband. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For we are the members of his body. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we can come and the peace that you granted to us. We take it so precious. Your presence is wonderful. It's the greatest gift that ever we can get. We pray that your Holy Spirit will lead us into truth. And may you grant us the power and the strength that we live the life as the true state. In Jesus' name, amen. We would like to talk about marriage, husband and wife, or I should say wife and husband. Actually, for young men, I would like you to focus on this very clearly, because one way or the other, sooner or later, you will get into that trap and you never get out of there. So be careful. So how you manage this is very important. People describe marriage sometimes like you hold a little bird in your palm. And if you grab it too tight, you may suffocate that little one. But if you take it too loose, then the bird will fly away. Marriage is so very important is because that will work it out through the rest of your whole life. It's a long-term issue. Not just only get involved with two persons, but also both side parents, maybe four people. And most of all, the new generation to come. Hopefully this message, not just only for you, maybe for the people nearby you that you have concern. Maybe you can give advice or some tip for them. Actually, marriage started from the very beginning already show the difficulty. It's very difficult from the very beginning because the two, the boy and the girl, or the future, the husband and the man and the woman, the two came from the different families, different backgrounds. Well, if the difference between the two are huge, it can be very romantic, because everything, every aspect, the way you present yourself, you speak, you do, it's quite different. So you feel it's very interesting, it's very romantic. But after the wedding, take a while, then you need to stay for a long time. And those differences, if there's no compromise, and also both sides lack of patience and love, then it's going to turn out very, very difficult to get along. Of course, if the difference is too small, the two are so similar, then you say, well, there's no chemistry between two of us, no attraction. And it's kind of boring, and I'm not going to be bored for my whole life. So from the very beginning, it's already tough. Why? Because when the two meet, both sides want to show the best of them to the other. Nowadays, the modern technique that we kind of try to introduce ourselves into the like a YouTube or PO, but those are kind of after edit, only try to show the best part and take out all the side that they don't want people see. So that kind of created a fantasy and illusion. So there is blind spot that the other side cannot really verify or understand. And plus, once you get to that age to get married, you find out that you don't have much time because you are focusing on your career or job. So with that time strain, you don't really see the other people's whole picture. We learn from the media. Remember, there is a guy called Craigslist Killer. Do you remember? And he is so handsome, right? And he is even a medical school student. The future is so promising. I bet most of the girls, if got a chance to meet him, will fall in love quickly and without any doubt, because the bright side people see, they appreciate it. And also recently, there's another lady, Miss Knox, in Italy. Remember that lady? She got into a murder case, killed a British lady from England. And we saw her YouTube. It's beautiful. It's so wonderful. But they don't see the dark side. So with this situation, that to know your future spouse become much, much difficult. And expectation and reality, they don't match. See, if wedding is like shopping in Walmart, the most busy line will be the return and refund. Everybody line up there. That's tough. So that's why we bring in the Bible. There's a biblical principle. There is a spiritual order and meaning that need both parties, both sides, to follow what the instruction from the Bible and try to ensure our marriage and our family is a blessing place in this world. Faith is a wonderful, wonderful stage to know each other. And church life is a good environment to really understand each other. Well, we just read the Bible. Probably quickly go through those verses. Maybe the impression you got is the wife should what? Submit to her husband, right? And the husband should what? Or must what? Love his wife. So, seems very simple. Only one requirement for each other, you know? Wife, submit, and husband, love. And actually, we found why Bible put it at that kind of emphasis level is because for wife to submit is very difficult. For husband, continue to love is very difficult. Let's try to find out why. Why is it so difficult? Let's talk about the wife. Because we got the knowledge from the Bible, because Eve, or the woman, was cursed. The Bible says, your desire and craving to control your husband, that curse upon woman. So you don't want to really submit yourself. And we mentioned wife is like a gardener. A gardener is, the mindset is for the woman is, if my household is in peace, then the whole world is in peace. So therefore, if I can manage this guy, my husband, to control or manage the whole world, then the world will be in peace. And that's why after marriage, after wedding, the husband didn't notice. Actually, the wife observed her husband very, very carefully, opened two eyes 24/7. And staring at this person all day long, then all the points of advantage or excellence of her husband, the longer she observed, those points of excellence became hers. See, if my husband cleaned the house very well, then I feel I cleaned the house very well. Even she doesn't need to spend any effort. But if the points of disadvantage or weakness from her husband, the longer she observed, then she started to realize she can see through this man. And then she found that this husband is not that so admirable. And the value started to depreciate. So this is the mentality that the wife will come up with this. And also, if there's any conflict between two parties, the wife has already prepared a very well-structured thesis about this man. She got all the detailed data that this man has done. Who, what, when, where, why, how much. She got all the data, information. So once there's any argument, she can bring up all these records, and the husband has to bow down. So for under this kind of situation, ask a wife to submit to her husband is very, very difficult. Especially when she observed that the authority and the glory of her husband as a head, she believes she can take over with very easy step. Because she didn't really see how the husband work outside her family or household. Most of the husband doesn't want to bring the outside family defeat or failure back to home, and even not to his wife. They prefer to bring all kinds of shining and polished glory from outside back home. Even they were stressed out outside, but they prefer to be a hero at home. This is the husband's situation. So, but the wife didn't realize that. The husband may be defeated badly outside. And once the husband shows some negligence toward the wife can observe right away. And then the conclusion for the wife will be, he does not love me. See, very tiny issue, she always can jump to that conclusion, he does not love me anymore. So under these circumstances, wife to submit to her husband is difficult. And for husband to love or continue to love his wife is very difficult too. Why is that? It's because, again, the curse upon Adam. Because God said, Adam, you're going to be against the earth, or the ground, or this world. By the sweat of your brow, you will get food from the ground. So between man and the ground, the world, they were against each other. So husband need to go through a tough challenge and struggle over the ground. And the husband is a hunter, because he was created outside the garden, not like Eve. Eve was created inside the garden. And for a hunter, actually, it's also always purchased after the prey. And you notice, the hunter, after they got the prey, for a while, they lost the interest on the prey. So the husband, because the whole world outside, they spend lots of effort and time observe the outside world. They need to pay attention to politics, society, economy, stock, weather, climate, sports, the world. Wife is only one of the items they need to pay attention, not the only item they need to pay attention. And the hunter only interested about something new, something fresh, then they will pay attention. If it's pretty much the same, they take it very little attention over there. And for the wife, after married, it seems it doesn't change anything. Stagnant. Then they don't pay attention to the wife. That's why you can tell why wife always try to put a lot of makeup there. It's try to wave the flag, say, pay attention here. There's something change. So after marriage, 10 years later, the wife becomes souvenir. 20 years later, become antique. In 30 years, I bet the husband planned to build a museum. See, because the attention always drawn by this world. And then, if the wife shows disrespect, you will tell for the husband even difficult to continue to love his wife dearly. So we see the both sides difficulty. Okay, let's go back to the Bible. That is the final solution that hopefully we can work it out from there. If we get into the Bible, after we read it, did you notice something? Through those verses, there are two standards. Did you notice? Let's talk about the wife first. They say, wife, submit to your husband. As what? Church, submit to Christ, right? In the end, the last verse say what? The wife must what? Respect her husband. See, which one is more higher standard? The first one, right? Submit yourself to your husband as church submit to Christ. See, respect, I can respect you, but I don't necessarily submit to you, right? Do you understand that? You can respect a person, but you don't necessarily, actually we should respect all the people. But we don't necessarily we submit to those people. So submit is it's kind of commit and also devoted. So there are two different levels. And the last verse actually is to this point is saying, well, the minimum requirement, wife, respect your husband. And for the husband, the Bible said, you should love your wife as what Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Gave himself up. That means deny yourself. Husband, you need to deny yourself to love your wife. And the last one is say, you love your wife as you love yourself. See, love yourself may be easier than deny yourself, right? So there are two standards. But we should know the last verse is give us the minimum requirement. This is the minimum. If you fail or fall below that, then there are going to be a tremendous damage to your marriage or and family. So that's why we need to verify over this. Okay, let's talk about wife first. Oops. Oh, I got trouble. That's fine. See, wife, you should submit to your husband. Submit means what? Submit means talking about your will. Your will. If we talk about submit, that means your will need to be changed. So the will toward your husband should be softened and flexible. We know two of the metal we call iron, and the other metal we call steel. Do you know the difference of these two? Iron and metal, both of them are hard. But iron can be bent into curve and shape, but steel cannot. For wife, if your will like steel, then it's not the right way. You should be strong, your will should be strong, but strong as iron. When your husband want to bend it, want to curve it, or reshape it, it should be possible. That's called submission. And that's tough. That's tough. For wife, I would ask you to try to remember the last time you say to your husband, I'm sorry. How long ago? It's going to take you a long time to think about it, right? It's so difficult. I don't know why for wife to say sorry and sincerely from her heart. It's not sorry. It's not that way. It's sincerely from your heart to say sorry to your husband. Maybe because why we have mentioned the curse. So you are fighting against that kind of a preoccupied existing condition. And that's very, very difficult. And God made us this way is for everyone, for all the Christians. If you face difficulty that you cannot overcome, what we should do? The answer is so simple. For what? Pray. Call upon his name. Say, God, I cannot. Please give me the power. Otherwise, I cannot. So this is the design for our marriage. And for husband. There is much more. You see, from the verses, you can tell, there are only three verses for wife. Do you know how many verses for husband? How many? Six. So that means double. That means the task is even more difficult. And over here, it mentioned that husband, you should love your wife. As I had mentioned, continue for husband, continue to love his wife is extremely difficult. You need to acknowledge that. It's very, very difficult. Continue, what I said, continue to love is very difficult. Hunter loved new things. So you can tell, you know, honeymoon time, that's wonderful. You can ask your husband to be a clown. He will be a clown. No problem. But continue to love is very difficult. And the Bible teaches us is this. you need to love your wife as Christ loved the church. And over here, the verse 26 says, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Cleansing her by washing with water through the word. With water. Water tried to show us is thoroughly and completely. To clean it, clean her thoroughly and completely. Have you seen the cat and kitty? How they cleansing their body? They use their tiny what? Tongue. And then what? Lick the body inch by inch, piece by piece, and clean the whole body. That turned out thoroughly and completely. See, young man, you need to learn this. Have you ever cleaned something, you know, very carefully, cautiously, and piece by piece, and gradually clean the whole thing? That takes a lot of patience. And then say, through the word. That means the husband, you need to, through the word, and then cleanse your wife. And verse 29 said, try to describe the husband that you know how to love yourself, just like you love your body. That verse 29 said, he feeds and care for it. He feed and care for it. Feed, that means give some food for your body. Give some food to your wife and care for it. Let me cherish and love. So actually, these two try to tell us very simple one, simple truth, how husband can truly continue to love your wife dearly. The word, the food. You need to take God's word. You need to spend time to read the word and understand the word and digest the word and then meditate the word. And then ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, kind of miraculously work in you, the Holy Spirit and the Holy Bible in you. Work inside of you, and then you will be able to reflect. And with this, with a new person that God has already changed you for husband, and then you start to serve your wife. Use this, the word already changed inside you, to wash your wife. That's the process. We try to treat our wife, actually, if the resource is only from the ground, the world, from this secular way to please, to cleanse your wife, it won't work. Because your wife will not sense that your service, your ministry, your love toward her is coming from above. Anything if coming from above need to go through your heart and then reach the people. That's the key issue here. And once the Holy Spirit and the Word of God change a person inside, this person change. Maybe the way you hug your wife, the wife can tell the difference. This is from above. This is only for you. So, husband, you need to really spend time to the Lord, because you will use up the love resources of you from this world very quickly. You will consume it to serve your love, to serve and love your wife, but those resources will use up quickly. So you need to ask the resources from above, from agape. Then you change, and then that love overflow through you, your wife will be touched. And this is the way. Otherwise, your wife, inside their heart, they will say, what you have given me is cheap. And they like precious stuff. They love the one and the only one. And you can let them know that this resource is coming from above. Nowhere else I can find. And that is especially for you. So to be a husband, to be a good husband, to be a right husband, you need to find the right resources. And it's not an easy one. You need to spend time with the origin of love from God. Have you ever let this agape love to love your wife? And the purpose is we try to love our wife and mold her with God's love so she can be pleased to God. This is the purpose. It's not just to please you. I want my wife to be spiritual. So husband's responsibility is heavy. And let me show you how heavy it is. Even for the wife, look at closely about the submission of wife. Wife, submit to your husband. As what? As church, submit to Christ. Okay, let's go back. Then wife will sit back there and say, okay, show me the example how church submit to wife, to Christ. Then let's go back here. Most of the church leaders are men or women. So why sit back there and say, church, show me how you submit to Christ. Then look at what? Again, brothers, husbands. So you need to demonstrate how you submit to church, to Christ, as church. So you can see here, the most responsibility falls upon whom? Brothers, husbands. That's why I talk to you, young man. You got a lot of responsibility there. And without coming to the Lord, get close relationship with Jesus, you won't accomplish that. You don't want, now you can see the statistic, the divorce rate is about 50%. There's no big difference from Christian and non-Christian. This is horrible. And once you get to that, into that that number, it's not just a number. It's agony, it's pain, it's trauma in your life. And you don't want to get there. Why bother? So, boys, men, young men, you got to spend time with Christ. Because the resources you receive, if from the world, this won't ensure your marriage and family. You need to go to the Lord. Allow Him to touch you and with His word to change you. And actually, I found myself, this is actually the easiest way. Maybe you spend 30 minutes a day to read the Bible. Check here. Maybe till 30 years old, you got married. So you may spend 200 hours extra. Then those people don't read a Bible. But with that investment, then you are going to save those argument and fight and quarrel and nonstop agony. Christian should be smart And this is the smart way. And this is the sure way for us. So this is what the Bible said, I believe. And mentioned about feed. He feed his body. Actually, he feed the wife with his word. So husband, you need to teach or show the leadership in Bible or biblical teaching to your wife. If your family run into some situation, you always need to be able to bring up the scripture to the family and show them, this is not my way, this is God's way. I try to surrender to God's way. So let us try together. Not I order you, but let's work toward what God commands us. So this is the teaching, and I would like to give you some tip. For a girl, maybe not many girls here, huh? But I'll still give you the tip. How you verify, quote, boyfriend, or maybe fiancé. You look into how he interact with his mother or sisters. And you need to focus on those very tiny details. Girls, you need to focus on that boyfriend's detail, whether there's anything that he is doing to his mother or sister from his heart. This is so important. It's not just like he tried to work or serve or care like a businessman or professional, just get the job done. And this is not good. See, at that time, everything he worked toward you, that doesn't count, because he can try at that moment. But the relationship between he and his mother, that is the relationship, how they work it out. The most important thing is whether he does from his heart. Especially, he tried to do something with those people, there is no interest issue there. For example, like maybe nowadays, a student will go to a library or hospital as a volunteer, listen to what he has done, and try to let him explain or introduce what he has done for that. And if he started mention about, you know, what kind of achievement he got, that's not the issue. The issue is, has he ever mentioned any people that he served and he got some kind of a interreaction or response from his heart? That matters. Sometimes people just do volunteer, it's just only for reference, for applying the university or college, but not necessarily from their heart. Okay, for boys, most of you are boys here. I will try to show you. You need to observe your girlfriend or your fiance, the interaction between her and her father. The best opportunity is try to get involved with their maybe family picnic, their family activity. Go there and watch. If there's an occasion that her father try to give some kind of instruction or guidance or even order, and that instruction made against her will, she doesn't like that, how she respond? If she is going to yield to her father, and that matters, that means her will can be modified, can be changed. Because in the long run, if you really go with this lady, you need that character. If she's just a spoiled daughter, father always give in to her, for her, be careful. You will be the next victim. Again, father, if you continue to spoil your daughter, it will end up a very difficult life for her in the future. I now enjoy a very happy marriage with my wife. But it didn't start like that. See, we are sinners. We got our background, culture, history. And both of us are the eldest, so we got strong will. And you can imagine, if you put these two together, you're gonna have a lot of commotion, struggle. And at the very beginning, after we received Christ, I was again very focused on Bible reading, pursuing after the Lord. I'm kind of almost like spend most of my energy and effort toward that direction. I ignore her. I can go to some special meeting outside of my area and traveling. Just go to those meetings. I think that will help me to grow. And I ignore her. I left her home. So there will be a lot of opportunity that there is some conflict because she thought I did not love her. And if she responded that, then I said, you don't submit to me. So no solution for both sides. Until a revival came to our family, and Lord started to build an altar at our house. And we come together to pray together. We kneel down together. We lift up each other together. Until then, I start to realize what really the words mean to me, what Lord commanded me to do. So I need to try to allocate my time and energy and resources to pay attention to my wife. And I know she must have also touched by the Lord. She start to change her attitude and her will. And nowadays I can sense very quickly, easily, because I have said something and I plan something that against her will. I can recognize that. But almost instant, I can enjoy now is this. I can sense that she suppressed that attitude. I can feel the heat kind of cool down inside her. That really blessed my heart. I said, wow, a person willing to surrender. You know what? That turned out the good side is this. I start to learn I need to be more careful, much more careful, more tender, more cautious, because whatever I have said, she treated real. She meant it. That means if I make a little bit mistake, it can turn out a disaster. I should not give order easily or instruction carelessly. See, this turned out like a good circulation now. That means I try to show my commander or my leadership with less, because I dare not. I need to go to him. Because a person wants to follow me, then we can run into the wrong direction. And that's good. Nowadays, you know, we married almost 30 years. Nowadays, I can already proud to tell that I got a good marriage. I truly enjoyed it because the word, it works. It works in my family, my marriage. And marriage become my blessing. Not because we separate from two locations for almost 2 months, so I say this. No, she will come next week. You can ask her. I remember one night we prayed together. And actually, even now, we still pray by cell phone. I'm so grateful that the church provide us two cell phones. We can talk to each other. And we pray together. And in the first day she left home, she told me that now I kneel down at the same place we pray every night there in my home. So we kneel down and pray together. And I still remember that when I, in my prayer, I said, Lord, I thank you that given me this wife. She cried. I believe this is probably the highest honor a wife can get, that her husband prays her in front of our Lord. I'm so thankful for the Bible that he gave us, gave our marriage such a blessing. Okay, before we close, I would like to add this one is husband and wife, this is supposed to be a blessing to everyone. But thing may happen. If some of you here, you are single. Single means maybe you are not married, maybe divorced, maybe you are widow or widower, or even the spouse, only one receives the salvation, but the other one hasn't. Or maybe one serves the Lord, but the other one does not serve the Lord. Actually, all of these are called single. You struggle by yourself. Then I'll tell you this, if you are a woman or lady, you shift your effort to Jesus, just like your husband, and submit to him, you won't regret. For boy or man, you submit to him as church submit to Christ, you'll be blessed. Let us pray. Spend time for yourself. Talk to him for your future marriage or for your current family or marriage. Pray to him. Ask him to bless you.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning, for this precious preaching. And we always, based on our understanding about marriage, about what we want to get from the other side, but not really understanding that marriage is created by you, starting from Adam and Eve, and you have blessed the meaning of marriage. Thank you for teaching us that we submit ourselves to our husband as the church submits to you. And also the husband learns that they love us as Lord loves the church. And it's so meaningful, Lord, that we learned this today, but we got to remember what the meaning of one's marriage, not just to get happiness from each other, but to submit to you, Lord, to listen to your words, to follow you. And Lord, thank you again. Please continue blessing us, because we are the sinners. We need to be reminded every day. And Lord, thank you again, and bless the elderly, bless our youth, bless our following church year, so that everybody will have the same goal to serve you and grow in Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.